Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. When a person has pure intentions, his deeds become so much more powerful. The Torah tells us, Bitzalel made the Aron HaKodesh and the Mishkan. That is the only vessel in which the Torah tells us who made it. The Meshech Chochma writes, the reason Bitzalel was chosen for this job is because the Aron had to be made with the purest intentions, and Bitzalel was the perfect candidate for it. In fact, Bitzalel was chosen to oversee the entire construction of the Mishkan because he was able to know the intentions of each person who donated towards it. He was given a gift from Hashem, Lachshov Mahashavot, and Hashem wanted the donations with the purest intentions to be used for the most important kelim. A pure deed with pure intent can do wonders. Rabbi Yoel Gold told a story about a man named Zev Zilber. Mr. Zilber and his wife flew into California for a wedding, and on their way to the hotel, they got a flat tire. They were in a Jewish neighborhood at the time. Mr. Zilber got out of his car to see if he could find help. It was 11:15 at night. He saw someone walking out of a shul down the block, apparently after he finished praying Arbit. He asked the man if he could help him with his flat tire, and the man was more than happy to help. He got down on his hands and knees, and 15 minutes later, he had the spare tire on the car. Mr. Zilber then offered to pay this man, but the man refused, saying he was so happy to be able to do a chesed for another Jew. Mr. Zilber then gave this man his card and said, if you are ever in New York, please call me. I'll help you with whatever you need. Then he added, he really wanted to do something right then and there as a token of his appreciation. There was something about Mr. Zilber's sincere desire to give this man that made him open up to him. The man said, there is something you could do. He and his wife had been married for many years without children. He asked Mr. Zilber if he could give him a beracha. Mr. Zilber got very emotional. His eyes teared up, and he took that man's hand, closed his eyes, and with all of his heart, he blessed the man that Hashem should give him a baby. 10 months after that, Mr. Zilber received a phone call. It was that man saying, do you remember me from when I changed your tire? Of course, replied Mr. Zilber. How could I help you? The man said, I'm calling to tell you, my wife just gave birth to our first child. Thank you for your beracha. Hashem answered our tefillot. Mr. Zilber said afterward, he's just a regular Jew, but he truly meant every word of the beracha he gave that man, and pure intentions go a very long way. A rabbi who teaches in an elementary school told me, it bothered him when he saw the boys having extra time and wasting it. He decided to donate some Tehillim books to the yeshiva, and he told the boys how much they could accomplish by reading even just a few perakim each time they had a few extra minutes on their hands. He dedicated the Tehillim in memory of his mother-in-law, Rachel Bat Sara, Rachel Jamal, who passed away earlier this year. A little more than a month ago, there was a snowstorm. That day, they were supposed to have the 11-month arayat for his mother-in-law, where they would read the entire Tehillim and give eulogies. Due to the snowstorm, they had to cancel it. That same day, school was on for the morning hours, but a few of the Rebbes were not able to drive in. At about 12 o'clock, a group of boys came to the rabbi to tell them. They decided together to use the free time they had to read Tehillim. They read the entire Tehillim that morning, Le'ilui Nishmat, Mrs. Jamal. They had no idea that on that day was supposed to be her arayat, and it got canceled. Hashem worked it out that she still had the entire Tehillim read on her behalf. Her son-in-law had pure intentions in donating those Sifrei Tehillim, and Hashem blessed his efforts in an amazing way. The more purity we have, the greater our deeds will be. Have a great day.